Some Maine lobster dealers who have seen sales to China shoot up over the last decade are now suddenly shut out. Late last week, China more than doubled tariffs on lobster from U.S. sources, one salvo in the emerging trade war between the two countries. But as Fred Bever reports, the lobster industry as a whole, and lobstermen in particular, are trying to take it all in stride.
Michael Marceau watches workers pack lobster on the chilly floor of his Arundel business, the Lobster Company. Until last week, up to 15,000 pounds of live lobster a day were run through these water tanks, weighed, and put in shipping containers bound for tables in China.
We were gearing up for a really big year.
With sales of Maine-harvested lobster to China so far this year tripling over the same period last year, a renovation to increase the plant's holding capacity had been underway.
See that uncompleted section of pipe? Well, with that, when it was all done, we'd have been over 100,000. But we don't have to finish that now.
That's because China's tariff on live lobster now stands at 40% and 35% on processed lobster. It's a major price barrier for sales to Chinese buyers who can get the same species from Canadian harvesters with only a 7% tariff.
This is instant pain. A hand grenade. It's not going to be good.
Steph Netto is Marceau's wife, chief salesperson, and co-owner of the business, which employs about 18 people while taking product from dozens of lobstermen up and down the coast.
I mean, I sell 50% of my lobsters in mainland China. The last order I shipped was last Tuesday. We might live through this fall. We won't live through next winter.
The situation has Maine's congressional delegation on alert. Senator Angus King spent some time with lobstermen down east just before China announced the tariff.
And what I heard was pretty unsettling. And it could significantly impact the price of lobsters, which in turn will impact lobstermen directly.
But some lobstermen think this is more of a problem for the dozen or so dealers who sell to China, and less so for harvesters on the water.
It's not one of the bigger issues facing us right now.
Kristen Porter is president of the Maine Lobstermen's Association, reached shipboard as he was chasing baitfish off the coast. He says while the China market has been growing fast this past decade, it's still a relatively small portion of the overall lobster catch, and a dent in sales shouldn't depress prices at the dock. Lobstermen, Porter says, are more worried about other things, such as whether regulators may force expensive gear changes to protect the endangered North Atlantic right whale.
Well, of course, whales, bait, are two of the big things, you know, the economics of the industry. But, I mean, as far as, you know, the China thing, I guess we're going to have to wait and see.
Lobstermen and dealers agree that the situation can be balanced somewhat by redoubled efforts to sell more lobster to Americans as well as abroad, outside of China. But for dealers, one task will be to maintain connections with Chinese partners and logistical pathways. Jeff Bennett is an analyst at the Maine International Trade Center, which says Maine sold at least $57 million worth of lobster to China last year, a number some observers say significantly understates that market.
I mean, it's too big a market just to walk away from Asia for sure, and I don't think we can with China. So we're going to continue to work with the relationships we've had in China for a long time.
Back at the lobster company in Arundel, Steph Netto says her longtime buyer in China is sending her crying face emojis while forging new relationships with Canadian dealers. She says dealers here soon will be, quote, beating each other's brains in, competing to unload product that would otherwise have gone to China. And she has slim hopes for a political solution.
If the Democrats don't take over the House and the Senate, I don't see that there's any impetus that the current government wants to change this. I mean, this is stupid. It's like taking a sledgehammer to world trade.
Netto says there will be times in the year when Chinese demand could outweigh the tariffs, but not enough to keep the business as it's been. And that, she says, will likely mean layoffs and could force her to buy fewer lobsters from boats that the company's depended on for decades. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.